You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your very gracious and humble host, Eric G. Thank you so much for making me a part of your day. If you don't know who I am because you're brand new to this podcast and maybe you've just stumbled on it, or you're a regular listener to other Locked On podcasts. For 4 years, I did radio in Oklahoma City, hosting a lot of post games about the Oklahoma City Thunder, doing the occasional pregame. For 5 seasons, I've had the privilege of covering this team and not only getting to know the players and the coaches, but the people in the organization. And I love being that go-between, between the players and the fans. I've done radio or been in the broadcast industry now for over 20 years, and I work for another publication called Thunder Digest, where I host a weekly podcast called The G League with either Chuck Cheney, our fearless editor, or Brady Trantham, our get down in the mud, grimy, hardworking Brady Trantham, who does everything he can to bring you every little nugget on the Thunder. That's a lot of fun. If you haven't downloaded it, it's available on iTunes. And I'm also a major Oklahoma City Thunder fan, which you should be able to tell throughout this podcast. I love it when the Thunder do well. I'm a native Oklahoman, born and raised here. And if you're listening in other parts of the world and haven't had the privilege of coming to Oklahoma City, I highly recommend catching a Thunder game, putting it on your bucket list, and taking a seat in Loud City, which we will get to in segment number 3 of the podcast. So I'm going to go a little bit off the beaten path here today. Normally, I preview what's coming up in order, but I'm going to start with segment number 2 because I'm very excited about segment number 2. We have Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, who talked to David Locke, voice of the Utah Jazz and host of Locked On Jazz, also the owner of the Locked On Podcast Network, and they covered an array of topics, but we're going to talk about one today that's very close to my heart. It's also a major issue facing not only the NBA, but sports in general, and that is how to keep up with younger fans in an on-demand world, especially when they are watching and listening in non-traditional ways through smartphones and not necessarily listening to radio in your cars because you're always listening to podcasts or you're checking out podcasts and not watching TV like I grew up watching TV or an older generation grew up watching TV. How is the NBA going to use that to their advantage and not get left behind? And we're already seeing attendance drop in other sports where you normally wouldn't think it would happen. In segment number 1, we're going to revisit the whole Corey Brewer situation and talk about whether it's not worth re-signing Corey Brewer in the offseason with the Thunder facing some very tough decisions. He started for 8 games now. Thunder are on a 6-game win streak. He certainly brought a lot of energy to this team. But is he a guy where you as a Thunder fan need to be falling in love with him and wanting him to stay on the team for the duration of his career or even just one more season? And finally, in segment number 3, we go back to Thunder fans. I had the privilege of going to the WWE house show that was here at the Peak just a couple of days ago. But I'm going to relate that to the NBA and talk about the kind of fans I like and the kind of fans I like to hang out with and why the Thunder have those in abundance. So all that coming up today on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Hey, it's the madness of March. The last 16 teams are left in the tournament. And if you're thinking about laying some money on any of that action, the only place to do it is mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. I wouldn't recommend this unless I was using it myself. And a lot of the reason I use mybookie.ag is they don't mess you around on payments. They will pay. And right now, if you are a listener to the Locked On podcast or the Locked On network, they're going to match your first deposit by 50%. That's right, by 50%. They are going to match your deposit. So don't mess around with other sites. There's only one place to go if you're thinking about betting, and that is mybookie.ag. Let's jump right into it. The Oklahoma City Thunder are rolling right now, winners of 6 straight. They polished off the Toronto Raptors on Sunday, and tonight they face a very depleted Boston Celtics team. And as we discussed yesterday on the podcast, and I'm eating a lot of crow doing this because I didn't think he was going to contribute that much to this team, or certainly as much as he has, and that is Corey Brewer, who's now started 8 games for the Oklahoma City Thunder. They are 6-2 in those 8 games. I thought it was an act of desperation, but it turns out to be just exactly what the doctor ordered. And one of the big things that Corey Brewer brings to this organization is not just how he gets along with players or the fact that Billy Donovan has coached him in college or he's played with superstars before. He is a guy that you can actually go to late in games. Andre Roberson is great, but we all know that Andre Roberson is a one-dimensional player, and you cannot count on Andre Roberson at all when it comes to offense. Well, now with Corey Brewer, there's another guy that defenses have to account for. You have to game plan for him, and I don't care what coaches say in the pregame press conference, you always have to game plan for the personnel, and no matter who's out there, it's going to change what you do offensively and defensively. Corey Brewer is one of these guys that the Thunder just haven't had a whole lot of. And now when you look at the Thunder in the closing minutes of the game, not only do you have Russell Westbrook, who can take over if things aren't going well and is a nightmare for defenses, but there's also Paul George, who in his career hasn't been all that clutch, but still has the potential to be clutch. And then there's Carmelo Anthony, who throughout his career has been incredibly clutch. And now you're worried about all them. And then there's Corey Brewer. Here's Brewer talking about being an option late in the game for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
It's basketball, you know. You got guys on the court. Everybody believes in each other. You got to make the right pass. So if you're open, you just got to make the shot. So swing, swing. I'm in the corner. So. That's what I do. I'm a basketball player. Got to make the corner three. We're going to win, and we're going to advance. You got to make those shots.
I will caution Thunder fans on this. Corey Brewer is a guy who is making his name right now. And it's very easy to jump on his bandwagon and want for Sam Presti to re-sign him. The money situation is heck for Oklahoma City. That's probably the best way to put it, because Russell Westbrook is slated to make over $30 million next year. If Carmelo Anthony opts into his player option, he's going to be making close to $28 million. You've got to decide whether or not you're going to re-sign Paul George, or he has to decide whether or not he's coming back to Oklahoma City. You can obviously max him out, which is another good chunk of money. Steven Adams is set to make over $20 million next year. You're running out of cap space, and how far into the luxury tax do you want to go? Not only if you're Sam Presti, but if you're Clay Bennett, and is Corey Brewer a guy worth doing that? The other thing that I would caution on, and this is more important than even when it comes to money, is Corey Brewer is a guy that's easy to fall in love with, but he may just be a very temporary fix. And it's sort of like Serge Ibaka back in the playoffs a couple of years ago. He's playing great and did a fantastic job against Golden State, but Sam Presti made the right move to get rid of Serge for Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis, which eventually he spun into Paul George. It's when guys get going late, I don't like to fall in love with them. In fact, I will tell you that I'm a bit of a salmon, and I kind of like to distance myself from those guys and don't want to fall in love with them too hard or even at all, because I want to prepare for the eventual divorcing of a player, which I think will happen with Corey Brewer. He's great this year, but when Andre Roberson does come back, and that's still a question mark exactly when he'll come back, he's going to go right into the starting lineup. Corey Brewer is not going to replace him, and Corey Brewer is a guy that turns 33 next year. Not that I wouldn't mind having Corey Brewer around, especially if Andre Roberson is a little bit slow on recovery. Speaking of recovery, the Boston Celtics have a lot of that to do. That is one banged up team right now. Kyrie Irving is going to sit his fourth game. Marcus Smart is out for the rest of the regular season, although he hopes to be back in the playoffs. Irving is out with it's listed as a sore knee. Marcus Smart is listed as a sprained thumb, but this is a guy that tore his UCL and had surgery on it. Jaylen Brown is out, and of course, Gordon Hayward has been out since the first game of the year, and he's currently rehabbing with Marcus Smart. And if you're wondering about that starting five for the Boston Celtics, here's who they're running out. It's Marcus Morris, Al Horford, Aaron Baines, Jason Tatum, and Terry Rozier III. This is a Celtics team that, despite all their injuries and all their recent struggles, are still 6-4 in their last 10, but they are coming off a 108-89 loss to the New Orleans Pelicans. Still, 5 games clear of the Cleveland Cavaliers in the East, and I like them. If they come back healthy, I like the Celtics to outlast the Cavaliers in the playoffs. The Cavaliers going through a lot of issues. Tyronn Lue announced yesterday that he's going to take a leave of absence for health reasons. We're not really sure what those health reasons are. Larry Drew will fill in his absence. I would recommend going to Locked On Cavs, the Locked On Cavs podcast, to find out more about them. Congratulations to LeBron James. 40 points last night, another triple-double in the Cavs, 124-117 win. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 37 points in that, so they put on a heck of a show. But LeBron, 71st triple-double of his career. And what do we say to that here in Oklahoma City? Cool story, bro. You still got 31 to catch up to Russell Westbrook. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your host, Eric G., part of the Locked On Network, your team daily. Coming up in the next segment, what did Adam Silver say to our own David Locke about how to keep young fans engaged in the NBA? We'll tell you next. The Madness of March is here. There are only 16 teams left, and if you want to make a little money off those 16 teams because, hey, you like betting, it's fun. Also, you've got the knowledge and the prowess that maybe some of your friends don't, then go to mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. They pay out. Unlike a lot of other betting sites, mybookie.ag is going to make sure that you get your money. And I wouldn't recommend this unless I use it myself. I'm very big on that. Don't go out and say something's great if you wouldn't use it. One of the reasons why I go to mybookie.ag is because I know I'm going to get my money. And right now, if you use the code LOCKEDONNBA, they're going to match your first deposit up to 50%. And you're not going to get a better deal than that anywhere. Not only can you bet on the Madness of March, but there's also NBA and other sports betting to get into. And it's just an overall great site. It's a site that we're very happy and proud to have a sponsor of the Locked On Podcast Network. Do yourself a favor, go to mybookie.ag and find out why it is the best site around for sports betting. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. Oklahoma City and Boston tonight. That's at TD Bank. The Celtics, man, have lost their last two at home. And again, they're coming off a 108-89 loss to New Orleans, losing one straight, but still 6-4 in their last 10. I think we covered all that in the last segment. So that's what you need to know for tonight if you're a Thunder fan. The NBA, as well as a lot of leagues, has some big-time questions facing itself. And one of the big-time questions is how to keep younger viewers engaged, especially when they watch in non-traditional ways. Our own David Locke talked to Adam Silver about just that.
Let's move to the next generation. I had a friend come into town the other day from Seattle where they don't have a team. His son's a huge fan. He's 16 years old. He saw 2 games on Christmas, and he absorbed all of his other content from YouTube, Instagram, and everything else. How do we work ourselves so that we support these fans, and how do they alter the game as they move into the primary generation?
You know, another great question. I continue to believe there's no substitute for the live broadcast of our game. And at least so far, although people have been predicting the demise of live sports with the availability, the mass availability of highlights, at least in the NBA, it's worked the opposite direction. Our ratings are up. Our ratings have been up over the last few years. And what we're seeing is, to use a sort of a snacks and meals metaphor, is that the fans seem certain group of fans seem content to snack, in essence, on highlights, but they still want meals, and the meals are the live game. So we still hold those live game broadcasts pristine, meaning that if someone's pirating a live game stream, we'll obviously go after them and get them to shut it down. On the other hand, we've embraced YouTube, we've embraced Twitter and these other platforms that make our highlights available. Now, there's a sort of separate issue in terms of a next generation that's cutting the cord on cable and satellite television and is getting their programming elsewhere. I think we're going to have to go directly to them. I think it would be foolhardy to sit around and just keep our fingers crossed and hope that they keep their cable and satellite subscriptions. That new generation is consuming And they just cross lines where now they're consuming a majority of their programming on their phones rather than through television sets. So one of the things we have to do is bring our games directly to them. We do that through League Pass right now. We're in discussions with our primary U.S. carriers, with ESPN and TNT, about how we're going to make their games available to consumers on their phones, because they're looking at the same issues. In fact, you know, the deal hasn't been approved yet right now, and it's in the courts, but it's got to be a large part of the reason why AT&T is acquiring Time Warner, just so they can have that content to make it available to cell phone subscribers.
The future of sports broadcasting, and maybe more importantly, sports watching, is this: on demand and a la carte. Cable is getting too expensive, and younger fans know this, especially if you are not set in your career and you're having to make a choice between food for the week or cable. You're going to choose food for the week. And the NBA already offers the service. You can already get the NBA package and watch it completely via streaming. You don't have to have a regular television. And how this is going to affect not only companies like ESPN, but the NBA on how they choose to disseminate their product is fascinating to me, because I don't know that there is a definite answer there. I know that as a viewer and a consumer with a very busy life, and I'm probably younger than you, I've got a couple of kids. I've got one that's in football, one that's playing basketball, one that's in band. So, I mean, they're all over the place, and they're all scheduled like everybody else's family these days. I like to watch things on my own time. And especially with normal television shows, I don't have time to sit here at 8 o'clock at night and watch an episode of Will and Grace. I'm DVRing it so I can watch it later that week. That's what's happening. You're seeing attendance go down in college football. The SEC, the Southeastern Conference, who never used to have to worry about people showing up to their games, experienced a drop in attendance this year. And that was with two teams that ended up playing for the national championship. I think it's a former athletic director at Michigan State made the comment that one of the problems that he's facing with students not coming to the game is the fact that they constantly want to be plugged in. And that's not going to change anytime soon. People aren't going to put down their smartphones. So you're going to have to do everything you can as a league to continue to cater to that, continue to produce content that fans can get at the touch of their finger. And you may have to adjust ticket prices. You're going to have to adjust just how the games are getting to people and where they're stored, and allow people to do it on their own time, because that's essentially where we have hit in this world. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your host, Eric G. And coming up in the next segment, we are going to get into my favorite kind of fans. I experienced something at WWE that applies to the NBA, and in particular Thunder fans, and we get to that next. You're listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Network, your team daily. It's March. That means there's a lot of madness going on, and you need to be betting. That's right. It's an opportunity for you to make money, and with the way things have gone out of control, then chance for you to get rich, especially if you take some chances, if you will. Well, do your research. But anyway, go to mybookie.ag, because they actually pay out. They're not going to give you the runaround like a lot of other betting sites. And they're very glad to have your business, and we're very glad to have them a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's one of those sites that is so attentive to its customers that if you use the code LOCKEDONNBA, they're going to match your first deposit up to 50%. That's right, up to 50%. That's mybookie.ag, a proud sponsor of the Locked On Network, and the only place you should be betting on sports, mybookie.ag. It's the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. Coming up in just a bit, it's the Celtics and the Thunder tonight. That is a TNT game. Looking very forward to that. I will always take NBA over the NCAA this time of year. Just saying that the NBA has been a lot more fun. I think you understand that. Especially with, man, that Thunder Raptors game was great. And then you've got the 124-117 Bucks. You got the 124-117 Bucks Cavaliers game last night. So enough of that. Let's talk about fans. And if you've never been to Oklahoma City, I always say put it on your bucket list. One, because it's a great town, but two, you've got to experience Loud City at some point in your life. If you come to a game or come to several games, at some point, buy tickets in that 300 section. This is the section I usually sit above I usually sit above during every Thunder game, because they are the most passionate fans. They are the most into it. And 9 out of 10 times, they know more than any other fan that is sitting in that arena, because they absolutely immerse themselves in Thunder. And they make the game fun. The other night, I had a chance to go to WWE here in Oklahoma City. I was lucky enough to sit in front of that 60-year-old grandma who really still thinks it's not fake, who thinks it's not a scripted outcome. And she was a big John Cena fan, didn't like Elias at all. I had to have my son sort of explain who all these people were, but she was into it. And every time my son said John Cena sucked, she was getting on him, my 9-year-old kid, and I was just letting her go at it. It was great. Without her, that night is not as much fun. That's ultimately what makes sports great, is the fans, is the passion, and you living it in your day-to-day life. And don't think for a second that as someone who has been, you know, I always say privileged, and I can't think of another word, lucky enough to cover sports for a good amount of their adult life, and getting to talk to players and coaches, don't think for one second I don't value the fans, because without you, I don't have a job. And I'm not able to do this podcast, and I'm not able to have fun. And the crazier, the louder, the more face-painting, t-shirt-buying, jersey-wearing fan you are, the more fun it is to hang around. Not that I don't mind the polo-wearing fan, not that I don't mind the objective fan, but sometimes blind loyalty is extremely endearing. And the Thunder fans, we got them in spades. You're very passionate about this team. You're also very realistic. And as I said yesterday, buy stock, because I really feel like things are finally turning around for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thanks for joining me today here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Tomorrow, obviously, we break down the Thunder's game with the Celtics, hoping for a big Thunder win. And we will look ahead to the week that is. Thunder getting a little downtime. Are they getting healthy at the right time to make a run in the playoffs? We'll talk about all that next on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Until then, Thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.